Kuwait is hosting 2 days of celebrations to mark the 10th anniversary of its liberation from Iraqi occupation. Attending are many foreign leaders and generals who played key roles in the U.S.-led alliance that expelled Iraqi troops. Former President George Bush is there, along with Britain's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Secretary of State Colin Powell arrived last night on one of the last stops of his Middle East tour. From Kuwait City, Kate Seeley reports.
Kuwait threw a grand opening bash Sunday to mark the start of the liberation festivities. Sword dancers and marching bands performed at a flag-raising ceremony here in Kuwait City. Fighter jets flew in formation overhead, trailing colored plumes of smoke. Dozens of world leaders and military officials attended the ceremony. But in the eyes of 24-year-old Kuwaiti Sahar Mohammed, there was only one real guest of honor, former President George Bush.
All the Kuwaitis here in Kuwait, we love him, really, because, you know, he stood up with us and he was a helping hand for us. And he's our father.
Most here credit the former president with liberating Kuwait, and for the first time since Iraqi troops were driven out of this small Gulf nation, Kuwait is celebrating the anniversary. It hasn't done so in the past out of respect for the more than 600 Kuwaitis and Arab nationals missing since the conflict. Many are believed to be alive and held in Iraq, though the Baghdad government denies it. 50-year-old Naima Hassan pulls out a photo of her son Abdullah, abducted within the first month of Iraq's occupation. I don't feel any kind of happiness for the celebrations, she says, because I'm heartbroken. I won't be happy until Iraq releases the POWs. 10 years after the war's end, Hassan and many others say they have not been able to put the conflict behind them. Not only is Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein still in power, but he continues to menace this nation of 2 million. Just last week, he threatened to retaliate against Kuwait for what Baghdad said was Kuwait's role in U.S. and British airstrikes against Iraqi targets. Kuwait hosts U.S. warplanes that monitor the no-fly zone over southern Iraq. Kuwaiti political analyst Abdullah Sheji says U.S. policy towards Iraq since the war has been ineffective. Saddam, he says, seems to be gaining the upper hand.
On the 10th anniversary, where you take stock, I mean, Saddam Hussein is more powerful than he was before. But you bomb him here and there with no legality, you become the bad guy. And Saddam Hussein becomes the good guy. And you legitimize Saddam Hussein in the eyes of the Iraqis and all the Arab world.
Sheji says Kuwait has watched with dismay as U.S. policies towards Iraq, like last week's bombings, have only served to bolster pro-Saddam sentiments. Furthermore, Kuwait's former Gulf War Arab allies, like Egypt and Syria, have been re-establishing relations and trade ties with Baghdad. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is on a six-country tour of the Middle East, largely to try to rebuild the Arab coalition against Iraq. But Sheji says the Arab world is unlikely to support the Bush administration unless it comes up with a new, more coherent strategy to deal with Saddam effectively.
Convince the Arab world that you mean business. Convince the Arab world that you are in it for really real this time. What we look at the United States always at Operation Just Kidding. But if you really have a well thought of strategy, if you have it with the allies, with the Security Council, we could deal with you.
Kuwaiti officials are due to meet with Colin Powell today to discuss ways of shoring up Arab support for renewed efforts to isolate and contain Saddam Hussein. For NPR News, I'm Kate Seeley in Kuwait City.